Welcome, everybody, to a brand new exciting episode of the Rockin' Wrestling Podcast. My name is Tyler Black. It is April 15th, 2015, Income Tax Day. I'm joined by my favorite white man, Big Nigger Jim. Jim, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, man.
Did you pay your taxes?
Do what?
Did you pay your taxes?
Oh, yeah, I paid my taxes like months ago.
Okay. You know, Erwin R. Schweitzer does not approve of you not paying your taxes.
Yeah. Bray Wyatt conjures him up.
Pay your taxes, man.
Your taxes, man. So, yeah, just pretty good.
Good, good. We got a really fun show. Really fun show.
Real big shoe.
Leva Bates is on the show today.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, she's not here now, but she's gonna be on the show.
I thought maybe I just couldn't hear her or something.
No. I think you would see an icon saying Leva Bates in the call if she was on this call with you, but Leva Bates is gonna be on the show.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about superheroes and pro wrestling with our favorite superhero pro wrestler.
Yeah. Pretty excited.
And hopefully Jim's shitty technology doesn't ruin the whole show for everybody.
Yeah. Did you not hear me when I said Jim has a new fucking tablet here?
Yeah.
Jim's got a brand new fucking tablet.
Yeah.
So and it's fucking bomb as shit. I love it.
What brand is it?
It says MJ on the box. The guy that I got it from, I got it for free. He built it himself, and he manufactured a bunch of them, and he sold them to, like, Walmart and Target and stuff.
Oh, really, yeah. What did it say on it? MJ? Like, Michael like, Jackson?
Yeah, like Michael Jackson. It's, this right here. MJ Technology.
It looks like a flea market tablet.
You'd think, but, dude, it's fucking, it's slick as fuck. There's like a TV in it that picks up on like the local TV signals and shit.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's great. Except it won't fucking do it in Tracy because Tracy sucks, but you know.
It probably won't do it in America though, because it's probably a analog signal.
Well, I mean, it was working over at Brian's just fine.
Okay.
And he was at some, it was like clear, crystal clear HD picture. It scans all the HD signals and shit.
Okay. So I know some stuff that had like antennas built into them only worked on analog signals.
No. Like this scans like all the signals.
A lot of those Chinese smartphones.
Yeah, it's got like a little like skinny ass antenna in it and shit. So, yeah, it's fucking great, man.
That's cool. If only it had a better microphone and a set of speakers on it, that'd be fucking rad.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you. Speakers on it are fine. It's just I do need to get a microphone.
It's more of me hearing myself than anything. So if you had a set of headphones, that would rock.
Yeah, I'll get that. Yeah, that's all coming. That'll be soon.
Yeah, they can throw in a pair of like fucking earbuds and shit.
Remember, we tried that. It didn't work.
That was on your phone, though.
Oh, that's a good point. Shit. I mean, we did just start the show. I don't want to go looking for them. I don't know where they are right now.
That's cool. Just make sure you have a pair of headphones. Like, that's an important bare necessity of life.
I'll do it. I'll get them next week.
How was band practice?
It was good. It was good.
Sing some songs?
Yep, sing some songs. I might be a little bit hoarse, but, you know, swig of tea for the working man.
have you written any new songs, or are you just still doing covers?
We're still just doing covers. Haven't written anything new for quite a while.
What songs did you do this time? What are you guys working on? Anything new besides Goodbye Earl?
Besides Goodbye, we did... We're working on like Doug last night. We had like a little like acoustic practice just between me and Brian and Doug, and him and Brian were playing Through the Fire and the Flames by Dragon Force on acoustic, but doing it like in a real kind of like slow kind of manner.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded just like a Johnny Cash song.
That's cool. I like Johnny Cash.
Really, it's really cool. It sounds fucking awesome. So we were kind of working on that tonight. And, Rancid, fucking Your Love by the Outfield, and a bunch of stuff. Got through. Did it rock by Weezer before I left, so.
What about Weezer? What by Weezer?
Oh, we did In the Garage.
Okay.
We do In the Garage and My Name is Jones.
Okay.
So, we just did that.
You gotta do El Scorcho. That's the jam. It's talking about New Jack in that song. And Johnny Grunge.
Which song? Johnny Grunge?
Yeah, El Scorcho by Weezer from Pinkerton. Their best album.
I never realized
Watching
that.
Watching Grunge leg drop New Jack through a press table.
Now I want to cover this song. Yeah. I need to go listen to this song. Fucking Brian's pedal. No, it was the fucking, his guitar head and his pedal, I think. The head, like, I think some of the tubes are fucked up in it. So he's got to replace the tubes. The fucking, the Ethernet cable he was using to connect his pedal into the head, it started fucking, like, burning, because you just smelled, like, this burning plastic smell.
Yeah,
so he's got to get that replaced. And, so, yeah, it was a... Luckily, he had another head, but he just couldn't, like, change from dirty to clean because the pedal was fucked. So, but, yeah, I mean, and plus we didn't have our bass player tonight, so.
But never mind that bullshit. Let's get Leva on this show before she falls asleep with the gym going on. So we're going to take a quick musical break. And when we come back, we're going to have Leva Bates on the Rock Question Podcast.
Get your geek on, baby, for what it's worth. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Proud to be a brain reverse, cause the geek shall inherit the earth. Get your geek on, baby, for what it's worth. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Check the base, cosine, inverse, cause the geek shall inherit the earth.
Alright, we are back on the Rock and Wrestling Podcast, and we are joined by our favorite wrestler. She is known for her work in Shine and Shimmer, as well as being Blue Pants in NXT. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the great Leva Bates.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
What's going on?
It's going all right. Going pretty good.
Cool. So we always talk about Flash and Arrow on this show as much as we talk, if not more than we talk about pro wrestling. And you kind of embody the spirit of the show by cosplaying as your favorite superheroes. And you have your own internet show where you talk about pretty much the same things we talk about.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we wanted to welcome you into the Rock and Wrestling family.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime.
No problem. Absolutely. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
So I actually did my journalistic due diligence, and I decided to format some questions for you.
Awesome.
So what have your thoughts been on the superhero TV shows this season?
I'm loving every which way they're going. I adore Flash and Arrow so much. Those are the two shows I consistently keep up with. Closely followed behind is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think, especially this season, it's just amazing.
They really stepped everything up.
Well, the thing is, they had their hands tied.
Mm-hmm.
The first season, the first half of the first season, because they couldn't do anything until Captain America came out. So right. They were kind of like, it was like a bunch of filler episodes. And
See, I watched the first two episodes of that, and I didn't watch anything else.
The Whedon's actually just a slow burn anyway, because they want you to get invested into these characters. So when crazy shit happens, then you're like, oh, why would you do that? Oh, why would you do that to that person? You know, they want you so invested. So it's such a slow burn at first. So a lot of people were like, I'm not really into it. It's so slow. But then when Captain America happened and all that craziness went down,
Hydra came in and just ruined everything.
I didn't know if I should say anything about that or not. So I was like, ooh.
It already happened, and spoilers don't count.
Yeah, okay. I feel like it's been a while. If anybody
If you haven't seen Captain America Winter Soldier, stop listening to this right now. Go get the Blu-ray and, and then catch up on Netflix or Hulu on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But yeah, this season, I just love the direction story-wise and character-wise they're doing with everyone. And I love how they're still setting up for upcoming movies, and not even just the recent one, but like future one. So like the Inhuman thing, I'm just so geeked up about that.
Yeah.
So
what they're doing in this season, because this season's going on, I don't want to spoil anything in this season, but like the thing, the characters they're bringing in for the Marvel Universe, for the movie universe, I've loved forever. Like, I'm so glad that they're actually. I never thought in a million years they would do these guys, but
yeah.
So is like Dum Dum Dugan in there?
No, he was in Agent Carter though.
Okay.
They had an episode.
I think this whole like year of comic book shows have just really taken off, and then Daredevil. I know that just came out on Friday. I haven't really got to watch very much of it. I've only seen the first three episodes, but
now I finished it. And I think Jim, you finished three episodes, it twice, right?
I'm just hooked.
Yeah, I'm absolutely hooked. I love it, and I've finished it, and I've already restarted it. I think I'm on, back on episode four.
Last time.
Yeah.
I had to take a break. I had to binge Game of Thrones this weekend, actually on Sunday. Okay. So my lunch break was episode one of Daredevil. Okay. I was like, all right, take a break from Game of Thrones for lunch and watch Daredevil. Now I'm back to Game of Thrones, but I did all 10 episodes in one day. So I was pretty impressed with myself.
Yeah. I'm
so like season five starting. Everyone's going to be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I've already had shit ruined for me.
I'm like eight episodes into season four
last year. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch it all. So now that I'm done with that, I don't have as much time as I like to watch TV, so I'm trying to cram it in. But man,
I've probably a little too much time right now because I'm still kind of actually like looking for a job right now and shit. So I have a little more time than I probably like to watch TV, but I do it. And Game of Thrones, I'm like a season behind on that, and my brother keeps telling me he's gonna give it to me, and I still haven't gotten over there to watch it or anything, but.
My co-host Lee and his wife, they got the DVD digital copy, and they hooked me up with their Vudu account, so I was able to kind of just watch it on my iPad in bed without moving.
Yeah,
I'm all about stealing HBO Go for my mom. I don't hesitate on that.
Yeah, I think that or find a friend who has that, because now that I've caught up, I'm like, well, I might as well watch season five. But part of me is like, do I want to wait and just binge it all as soon as it's done airing? Or do I want to watch it so I don't get spoilers? I don't know.
Yeah, like,
the thing is, once you start catching up, then you have to wait weekly, and that becomes painful. I remember the first season of Arrow. Was it the first entire season of Arrow, or was it just first half of season? I think it was the first season of Arrow I watched, binged. But then second, season I had to watch, and that was so painful. Where it's like, I have to wait a week for the next one, or I have to wait, it's a Christmas break.
I did the same thing.
This season has been a lot like that, with a lot of breaks in the middle. It's like, oh, now we have two episodes. Wait, 3 week break. One episode, 2 week break.
So it's been
really rough this season.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that, but
they just had like a 1 week break. Like they came back, there was like three episodes, I think maybe, and the last one was the one with the trickster, which I think might be my favorite of this entire season of Flash.
Leva, what did you think of the trickster episode?
Oh my god, there were so many. I don't know if I can. I keep saying this word. Shit, am I allowed to say that?
You can say shit, okay. Fuck, whatever you want.
So many holy shit moments. Like, because all right, I've learned in Flash and Arrow, there's always that one holy shit moment. You're gonna get that one holy shit moment in your episode.
Yeah.
The trickster episode. You're like, oh, that's the moment. This is the holy shit moment. And then, like, 10 minutes later, no, this is a holy shit moment. Like, so
I think that whole episode was just holy shit moment.
Yeah. Like, I want to say there was at least solidly four.
Yeah.
Four, at least.
And then there was just like little bits, like when Mark Hamill Trickster told the new Trickster, fucking Luke Skywalker was actually able to say to somebody, "I am your father." that was awesome.
That I think and, my mind exploded and I pooped my pants a little bit because
absolutely cheered. I cheered. It was
that there were so many like levels to that because you also had. Original Flash and Mark Hamill together in the scene, which was amazing.
I didn't even think about that.
And then you also had like Luke Skywalker saying he's someone's father, which was just like, wow.
And then also,
times have changed. You know, like now you can say that. It's just God. There's so many layers to that, and just Mark Hamill's just so good.
He really he is. So and then kind of being able to watch him do the animated Joker voice in live action with
an I was like, that was awesome. Very Joker-ish.
I love they showed him the video of the new Trickster when he was still in prison, and he was just like looking at him like pretender and just like saying all those like little things that like he would totally say as the Joker. It was just really cool, I thought.
You can obviously tell the people who make these shows nowadays are definitely fellow geeks. There's so many like hidden things inside that maybe someone who's not a super geek will get, but some of us freak out about. We're like, we just had that moment. You know, like Joss is the master of that. Like he would put in other references to other things, especially like Buffy and Angel and those shows. They would always reference some sort of other pop culture-ness, and you're like, oh, so cool. So, I don't know. Just you can definitely tell this generation of TV and filmmakers are definitely geeks, and it's amazing. Yeah.
They're fans, and that's good. And you know, I never watched much Buffy or Angel. I love the movie
because Buffy and Angel are both amazing shows.
The movie I love.
Honestly, I would say I dare say they're like the predecessors to like the modern day sci-fi fantasy horror.
Yeah.
Drama / comedy now, because like all shows I think are very formulaic because of them, the way they are, the way the character build up, the dialogue, the fact that there's a lot of action mixed in with humor. It's just I think those are the predecessors to what we have, the Arrow, the Flash, and the Shield, and like the iZombies and all of that now.
And like you were talking about, like Joss Whedon throwing in like little nods to things in the first season of S.H.I.E.L.D. When you're following Maria Hill out, she was leaving work or leaving something, and she was on the phone with Pepper Potts, talking about all the questions they were asking her about S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything. And one of the questions was, "What is a man thing?" And they're like referencing Man Thing from Marvel, and I'm like, man, I don't know how they're gonna ever bring that thing in there, but it'd be really awesome if they did.
Small things. And the thing is, a lot of people probably didn't catch that. So it's just it's like the little like, here you go, guys, for y'all to know. Here you go.
Let me ask Leva, why are you not watching Gotham?
I actually am watching Gotham. Okay. I got really far behind, and see, I watch everything on Hulu. So I don't know if it's on Hulu. I think they took a few of the episodes off, and now I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, they only it's like one of those channels or whatever that like when you watch like something that's on like a regular channel like Fox or NBC or something, they only hold like 5 episodes up. Like the last 5 episodes that you can go through, and that's
it. Yeah, and Gotham was around, like where I kind of stopped watching it was right when I got super, super busy. And it was one of those you had to pick and choose, and I was picking Arrow and Flash just a little bit, you know, just over it because I was more committed to that. I mean, I've been committed to Arrow for a while now, but it's just, for me, I'm just way more into that. I enjoy I enjoyed Gotham. I was definitely enjoying it when I stopped watching it because the whole Zaz and the direction of taking Penguin was the star of the show for me. I'm sorry, Gordon, it wasn't you. It's,
oh yeah,
it's,
we definitely call it the Penguin show on this show.
Yeah,
definitely Oz Cobblepot's show. And like last episode I saw, he was playing everybody. Like the big reveal was, oh, he's screwing him over. Oh no, he's been working with him the entire time. So I'm like,
I know which episode.
They've really torn them back though lately in the last few episodes.
Like, oh no, man. So I've got into it a lot. I just just missed a few episodes. Now I'm like, oh shit, I don't even remember what number that was. So I have to go back and figure it out. I will.
Oh, that's happened to me. That's totally happened to me like numerous times with shows that I've enjoyed, and then like you start like getting busy, you start watching other things and enjoying them more, and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna go back, and then before you realize it, you've forgotten the number you were on, and just you can't.
Oh, that's happened to me with Vampire
Doctor.
You
can't get it back.
Shit, almost two seasons behind now. I kept saying I'm a season and a half behind, but now I'm officially, I think, once it ends, I'll be two seasons behind. And I didn't mean to. I enjoy it, though. I enjoy originals way more because I just think it's way more not adult writing, but just way smarter. So I just kind of fell off. I didn't mean to. I enjoyed it. It was just. I don't remember what number I was on.
that happened to me with Supernatural, and now I'm like, got to be at least two, maybe three seasons behind on that. And that was like, that's still one of my favorite shows. I absolutely love that show. But, you know, it just, here comes Flash, and here comes Arrow, and all these great things that they're doing on TV now, and you know, you got to finish up Breaking Bad, and then like, you know, all this other stuff comes around. And
you didn't finish Breaking Bad,
huh?
You didn't finish?
Oh, no, I didn't miss Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay, I was worried.
No, I'm saying like Breaking Bad comes around, and you miss like,
and you miss the other shows. I gotcha.
Yeah, I mean,
I get you 100%. I'm falling off a little bit of Once Upon a Time and Sleepy Hollow, and I love Sleepy Hollow. It's just one of those. I'll watch when I get to it. So it's just.
I've heard things about that show. I've been meaning to check
really,
it out.
It's really clever and a lot more humor than you expect in it. Like, Tom Mizen, it's so good. He's so funny. He's such a perfect blend of proper old English, but. In the new world, it's just, it's adorable. Like, he is adorable. And then I'm a huge fan of Fringe, so they have John Noble in it, who I keep calling Walter. I'm like, Walter! He's totally not Walter in the show at all. But I'm like, Walter! So.
Yeah, Peter Petrelli was on Gotham, and I could not call him Peter Petrelli because it's Peter Petrelli on Gotham.
Yeah. They never even really. Did they call him a name?
They called him something, the ogre, but...
Oh, they called him the ogre, but I mean, did he have, like, a name?
No, they didn't.
Like a person's
name. He's Peter Petrelli.
Yeah, he's Pete, yeah. Well, you know, my friend Brian, when that show was out, says they have Peter Petrelli, but it's spelled Peterelli. So we just always just started calling him Peter Peterelli every time we saw him. But I'm excited for Heroes to come back. I'm excited to see that.
You don't like Heroes, Leva?
I loved Heroes, but then was heartbroken when the writing turned to crap.
Yeah, the writers tried to ruin that show.
Yeah, the first season was amazing. I stayed with it through the second season, it was good. Yeah. And the third season, I'm scratching my head going, what are you doing?
They kept lying.
And then
with
the fourth season, I'm just like, I can't. I'm sorry, guys. You guys killed it. Oh, God.
Season where they had
Dad Petrelli made me mad. They kept killing off my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, kill off Nathan.
You know, all right, guys, if you haven't seen Heroes by now, I'm ruining stuff. When you kill off Kristen Bell, I'm like, F you. And then he killed off, I don't know the actor's name, but he was the original Kensai. Heroes. Like, he was my other favorite character, and they killed him off, like, lamely. Like, not even, like, both those deaths served no purpose.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, we gotta turn Siler evil again for no reason at all, because he keeps making a heel and baby turn every other episode.
And then
it's like, oh, hey, Dad Petrilli, which we haven't seen in any of these seasons. He's going to be big, bad, and awesome. Let's kill off this awesome character to make him look like a badass. F you.
Let's not.
You know? Like, no.
Yeah.
Stop that.
That was a rough run.
And then they get to season four, and it's like a, like the Morlocks from the X-Men, but if they were circus freaks.
Yeah.
And...
I didn't even finish that season.
Oh, really? Yeah, Claire, it ends in a total like, oh, we're getting a fifth season. Fucking think again. Because, like, she jumps off, because Claire jumps off the Ferris wheel, off the top of the Ferris wheel in front of, like, news cameras and, like, a million people. And it ends with, like, her standing up and is just like, I'm Claire Bennett and I've been a mutant for, I don't know, whatever the hell, 4 years. I don't know what she said, but like, that's the way it ended, with like all the cameras in her face, and having them like letting them know that, hey, mutants exist. They never came out and said mutants. They always said special.
They aren't mutants, Jim.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were, but I don't think they had the rights.
They could say mutants, but
you're getting in like Marvel territory there. Speaking of Marvel, do you call him Nathan Petrelli on S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because I do.
Absolutely.
I'm like, Nathan Petrelli!
Yeah. I love he's on there. And he plays Iron Man in the new cartoon, Avengers Assemble.
It was okay. Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of that one. I watched it one day, just like, I think it was like, I was having dinner, and I was like, let me put this on in the background. It was okay.
Did you watch Young Justice?
It's cute.
All?
Watch which one?
Young Justice.
It was like...
Oh. Young Justice.
Where they brainwashed Captain America into being like like Red Skull or whatever.
Oh, in the first episode of Avengers Assemble, and they like switch minds or whatever?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But then it was like he was faking all along.
Yeah, something like that.
And then they're like, let's fight the Hulk for no reason to show him how good we are, and then the Hulk just, you know,
got the animation to do it. Let's do it. But like the animation in that show is like really nice. Like it looked really good.
Well, it's not bad. It's not amazing, but it's not bad. I enjoyed it.
I definitely was more of a fan of the cartoon before that one, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
I didn't see much of that one. I think I only saw part of an episode.
That's the one where Captain America was in the first episode and not in any other episode?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking about
the Avengers. Oh, I know which one. You're talking about the one in the 90s.
Yeah,
that Avengers cartoon. I remember that one. Because it was just like, it was Falcon and Hawkeye. And I want to think Ant-Man was in it. And Wasp, maybe.
I think so.
And, God, I can't think of who else was in it. But yeah, there was no Cap, there was no Iron Man, no Thor. Like, none of the big three Avengers were in that movie. Hulk, big four, Hulk wasn't in it. I'm talking about, it was on Disney XD, and it was like, it had like it was classic superheroes, like their classic costumes. They weren't trying to mimic the movies at the time. They were just like telling Avenger stories in a cartoon, and it was great because they got through they did, you know, they showed Black Panther, they showed Ulysses Claw, they showed this is a Time Lord, I can't fucking think of his name, Kang, that guy. And it was just really awesome, just really good stuff in it. And Hulk and Hawkeye had like this really like funny kind of friendship where they were just like, he was Hulk all the time through the series, didn't change back to Bruce Banner at all. I think maybe once. And then like Hawkeye and Hulk had like this awesome chemistry together where like Hawkeye would get in Hulk's face and tell him he was going to beat his ass, and Hulk would just start laughing at him. So... but it was really good.
Now I lost my questions because Jim started power talking everybody.
That's how good interviews go. Like, you kind of forget the questions and you just start taking, like, oh, hey, oh, yeah, that was really cool, and that was really cool. And
yeah, I'm trying to have free-form conversation here. He's got index cards. I can hear him flipping through.
Yeah, I lost my page. But, go ahead, Jim. Ask a question. I know you prepared too, right?
Oh, I am absolutely not prepared. I am very unprepared, one might say. No, I was just prepared. I mean, I just was just watching The Flash, and like from tonight, and only got like a couple minutes into it.
I was rather disappointed. You guys are going to see why when you see the episode, but I was expecting more from a Flash Adam team up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was okay though.
Well, that's, I don't want, you know.
Well, the thing it follows, again, I haven't seen it yet, so it follows, again, the Trickster. that whole amazing episode where, again, holy shit after holy shit happened. Yeah. Like, it's going to have, like, not a filler, but, like, a more of a, okay, we have some cool people in this episode, but it's not going to be the excitement of the last episode. Because
there's only 5 left, I think.
Yeah.
What I read. Like, they're going to have like, this one, so, like, the last 4 episodes can just blow us out of the water.
Yeah.
And give us 4 Gorilla Grodd episodes. That's all I really want.
Oh, God. If only. I cannot fucking wait to, like, see him in the light, not with a shadow over him, talking in full sentences, and I really want them to get Powers Booth from the Justice League cartoon to do his voice, because he was so good on that. So good on that show.
So, Leva, you are famous for cosplaying, right?
I guess so.
What are some costumes you'd like to do that you haven't had the opportunity to do yet?
Ah, man, what haven't I done yet? I actually just acquired some stuff to do a variation of Beast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be full-blown Beast, but it's going to be, I don't know, like, I see what you did there, and that was cute.
That's really awesome.
I didn't even mean to. We were filming for the Geek Soapbox Tabletop Gaming Day. And we were walking through a department store because one of the comic book stores we filmed in was in the mall. And we walked by, and a friend of mine, well, Lee, my co-host, was like, "Hi, you can totally do that. Use that for a Beast." And I'm like, "Whoa, wait, what?" And then I forgot my bag, so my tiger fanny pack, so I run out and grab it because we were in the comic book store and I was buying some games. And I looked at it more, and I'm like, "Ah, oh, that was actually really cool. It's a very Tyler Breeze look."
Oh, and right on.
Cool. So I'm like, I don't know. So I ran back in the comic book store. We played our games. We bought the games. We filmed, you know, had a great time, and we were going to our next location. And me and Lee were still talking about it. We're like, I don't know, man. It was 40% off. No, 65% off. And then there was a sign above it saying, "Take an additional 40% off." I'm like, I can't not buy this, because now I'm like, that was perfect for Beast. So
all signs
ended up buying all
like
the materials I need for a Beast costume. So that might actually happen soon. Awesome. I've always wanted to do a Winter Soldier, but I want to do it where it looks good, not just like, "Hey, look, I have a silver arm."
Right.
But again, a lot of this cool stuff I want to do doesn't, like, works for cosplay, but doesn't work for wrestling. I can't go out and warble a armor and then try to wrestle. That just doesn't work. Yeah. Like, I tried having, like, foam or plastic on while you wrestle. Nah, you can't do that. It has to legit be fabric, or you're just going to break something or break someone else.
Right.
So there's things I would like to do eventually. I just haven't got around to do. I've done an Arrow, but now that I've seen Roy's costume, I'm like, oh my god, it's so pretty. I gotta do a red one now.
Just wait until you see Daredevil's costume.
Roy at some point.
He does have a really dope kid. It's funny, when your sidekick has like a nicer looking costume than you.
Right.
Like, I feel like at that point you gotta think like, I should probably do something. Maybe spend some of that money I got.
Well, the thing is, like, well, all this is made from, you know,
Shadow's
things. So it has to look a little bit older, but
right, exactly.
So, but I want to know how everyone can fit into Ollie's costume perfectly. I'm just, because Diggle's worn it, and then Ollie's and Roy's worn it, and they're both obviously two different sizes.
Yeah, like,
and it fits them very well. So I think he has a couple of those costumes stashed somewhere. So when I was watching The Last Arrow, I was like, why don't they do this is Spartacus moment where everyone shows up? It's like, No, I'm Arrow.
Yeah.
I kind of expected that been... to happen.
And then how does everyone else have matching outfit? Like, how did the league get all of those matching outfits? Is there like Ra's an arrow shadow, you know, here, well, get your own shadow hoodie and make your own arrow costume. Like, is there like a store off of Shaolau somewhere that has that?
We're talking about a League of Assassins that has their own club DJ on retainer. That they send in for covert missions when they want to get to Arrow's sister or whatever. It's so weird.
To join the League of Shadows, you have to be proficient in dubstep and martial arts.
Yeah. Like, you have to be able to spin the tables, you know? So weird.
Every assassin has their own special ability.
Yeah, like I can't wrap my mind around a fucking ninja clan that needs a DJ. It's so weird. Unless they're just gonna like have him play like a bunch of Technotronic songs, and then like when they're sparring, play Mortal Kombat for him or something. But like,
yeah, I think that's exactly what happened.
I hope so. God, I hope so. There needs to be a whole episode about that. About like ninja DJ training.
Now, Leva, we don't want to take up too much of your time because we know you're a very busy woman. But it's awesome having you on the show, and you're welcome back anytime. Now, is there anything you want to plug before you get out of here? Any shows coming up? Plug your YouTube show.
Yeah, my show is excuse me, I mean, try that again if I can speak English. The Geek Soapbox. You can find us on Twitter at The Geek Soapbox. It's on YouTube, The Geek Soapbox. If you follow me on any of my social medias, I plug it all the time. You'll definitely be able to find the links to that. We actually just had an episode come out Saturday on Tabletop Day.
It was an awesome episode.
Where we play Timeline,
really,
and I decimate everyone.
Nice.
So, well, they wouldn't let me play the movie version because I'm apparently really good at the music and cinema one. So we did Diversity, which is a lot of inventions and history. So everyone was like, oh, there's a lot of funny moments actually within that episode. I definitely recommend that episode. Then actually on Saturday, we went to various comic book stores and gaming pubs and filmed ourselves just kind of celebrating Tabletop Day. So that episode come out in a little bit. We also filmed MegaCon. We filmed a lot. Like, I've been around a little bit more recently, so we have a lot of episodes in the can. So expect to see those really soon. What is coming up? I know I have Shine next month. Shine 27, I want to say. In Ybor. You can find that on www.live.com, on iPay-per-view and VOD. I haven't got the official word, but I'm asking to face Tessa Blanchard. So hopefully that'll happen.
Nice.
You know, a little bit of retribution since she cost me the win last time. I will be at WSU the week before. That's going to be on, I think it's iPay-per-view too, I want to say. I think. I have to double check that. It's a double shot, WSU and CCW. So I want to say I'm 99% sure it's an iPay-per-view. Yeah, 99% sure. It's not, the last one was an iPay-per-view, so yeah. So I'm definitely doing that. I have to look at my calendar because I'd be honest, I really don't know what I have coming on. Oh, I'm not saying why, but I think everyone should watch NXT tomorrow. Cause that'd be cool.
Or tonight, because the show comes out on Wednesday. But whatever, watch the next season.
Oh, coming tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally watch that tonight. Or on Hulu on tomorrow, because tomorrow is Thursday. So I just hear it's a good episode. That's all I'm going to say. I think that's it. Follow me on all my social media. I'm Wrestling Leva on Instagram, Twitter. Leva Bates, the official FB page on Facebook. And I have a website. I haven't updated in a really long time.
It's really out of date.
It is. I apologize. Well, because I do it myself. I pay for it myself. And then I got busy. The thing is, the more it gets behind, the more work I have to do. I'm like, God, it's way behind now. I don't want to do it anymore. So I will fix it. Very soon.
If you're ever in Chicago for a Shimmer show, you have to come with me to Dice Dojo. It is the best gaming store in Chicago.
What? Yeah.
Probably in the world. So.
Ooh, that's bold
I'm
words.
I'm throwing right down there. That gauntlet to any gaming lounge, Magic the Gathering card store, or comic shop that has tabletop gaming. Dice Dojo is the best because they have ninjas. So.
Okay, well, ninjas are pretty awesome.
Right.
They are greatest.
Well, Leva, thanks again for coming on the show. I'm going to let you get out of here.
All right, thank you. I know, I feel like we didn't really discuss as much Flash and Arrow as I thought we were going to, because we went all over the place.
We went all over the place. That's kind of the punk rock feel of this show.
Which was a lot of fun.
If you want to come back, you're welcome anytime.
I'd love to come back. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love talking about wrestling, but you get a lot of the same questions.
We didn't talk about any wrestling. We could talk about wrestling.
Yeah, like none at all.
I love it.
We can talk about wrestling next time.
This is great. This has been amazing. It's been so good.
So
it's the first time Jim has talked to a woman in about 5 years.
It's so funny.
Well, yeah, I'll definitely come back. So we'll definitely make this happen.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Leva.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
All right. So that was Leva Bates. You can turn your camera back on. I'm gonna edit this.
No, it's still. Hold on. Oh. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here. All right, so okay. let's talk about some wrestling, since we didn't get to talk about any wrestling with Leva.
Well, I'm sorry. Hold on, man. God damn it. I think we're still. Are we still on with Leva? Or?
No, Leva's gone.
Oh, hold on. I never had to do. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, you suck, dude. All right, so let's talk about.
Let's try to learn this.
Let's talk about some wrestling, dude. Did you watch Monday Night Raw?
Yes, I did.
What did you think? I thought that this Raw sucked.
Yeah, wasn't the best.
There was a good opener and a good closer, and they made stipulations for matches. But other than that, there were a lot of 2-minute matches, and it was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. God, it was just.
Can we have a moment? We just had Leva Bates on the show. How awesome was that?
That was great. She's so awesome. She's great. And I hope we get her back. I hope we can get her back.
Yeah. You probably scared her off, though, but whatever.
You gotta stop like talking down to me like that.
That's part of the fun.
Oh yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's great. So, yeah, she was fucking awesome. Make sure you do everything she told you to do.
Yeah.
Go to her shows. Watch her YouTube show. It's great. Consume it all. Consume all of it.
Let's talk about Raw.
Let's talk about Raw.
I don't want to talk about Raw.
I really don't either. Like, Raw happened.
Let's talk about Flash.
It's Wednesday.
Watch Flash.
I got into like the first like 5 minutes of it before you called me.
What'd you think of that first 5 minutes of Flash?
First, it was pretty dope.
Let's talk about Daredevil. Daredevil was awesome.
Oh my god, dude! The fights in that show might be some of the most brutal I've ever seen on camera.
Oh yeah, it was like Gotham fucked Arrow and out came Daredevil.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, like the fucking
the ninja fight?
Yeah.
The fight was dope. The fight in the hallway, the old boy fight in the hallway was fucking badass.
Kingpin was awesome. Fucking Gomer Pyle.
like the yeah, you know the best. I think one of the best parts of this is that like in the fights, you know, like a lot of superhero movies, you know, like Batman, Avengers, stuff like that. You know, it's like 1-2 punch, guy's gone. You know, maybe they got one lick in on him, but it didn't phase the guy, and he just kind of punched back and beats the guy. Daredevil, that motherfucker is fighting for his life. Like, he is getting his ass handed to him quite often.
It's Roddy Piper versus Keith David every episode.
Yeah, yeah. It's like every fucking time, man. Like, every like he's fighting, and then you think the guy's down for, like, a second, and you're like, okay, we're going to move on. No, the guy's getting back up, and Daredevil's got to fucking go back and pummel him again. That fucking fight with Stick, the fight with Stick was fucking awesome.
What did you think of the costume reveal?
It was great. It looks really good. I love how they did the double D on the costume, but they did it in like the belt buckles.
I couldn't even see the double D. It was really dark.
No, it wasn't an actual like double D. It was the buckles. The buckles were in the shape of like D's.
Okay.
Like they were kind of E shaped. That's kind of how they did it.
The mask looks really fucking cool.
It looked like, yeah, like really fucking cool. And I love how he got to that, like, kind of man-child guy that was making the suits for Kingpin.
And he was drinking Yoo-Hoo, which made me kind of want a Yoo-Hoo.
I've never been a Yoo-Hoo guy. I've tried it.
Fucking sucked. Did you shake it up?
Yeah, dude, I love chocolate milk, but I don't know.
Did you shake it up, though? You have to shake it.
Yeah.
If you don't shake it, it turns out like shit.
No, I get that. I've done it, but I just didn't really do anything for him. Not like chocolate milk. I mean, straight chocolate milk. Like, that's where it's at.
Dude. Yeah, I'm a black man. Milk makes us poop our pants, so I try to just drink the...
Oh, was that? Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yep, that's a thing. Black people are lactose intolerant because of slavery.
Here's Tyler's black facts.
Let's talk about some of this Raw.
Yeah.
What were your takeaways from Monday Night Raw? So we had John Cena versus Bad News Barrett. That was a good match.
Yeah, good.
He cut a promo
John Cena came out to a fucking deafening reaction of boos. That you just don't, like, you get boos over here, over in England, they do not care for John Cena at all. Maybe like a couple people through the crowd do, but
that one dude next to the house mic, next to the fucking ringside mic.
Oh, that was a guy that was a John Cena.
There was like one guy cheering for John Cena really, really loudly that you could hear audibly.
I think I saw a guy like in the crowd when they showed the wide shot. I saw a guy like wearing one of the big yellow shirts. But man, they did not enjoy him.
Are you sure it wasn't a Lucha Dragon shirt? They have a yellow shirt.
No, it wasn't a Lucha Dragon shirt. It wasn't. Like, you could clearly see it was that yellow shirt with that picture of John Cena, like, doing the You Can't See Me.
Okay, shit. The Captain Crunch shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Him and Wade Barrett had a decent match. He did the springboard stunner. Wade Barrett did the Wasteland, Jim's favorite move. Did a cactus elbow.
Yeah, and then he did the bullhammer and, like, clocked John Cena as hard as he fucking could. And when you look down at him, you can see a shiner forming.
John Cena, like, had a shiner from Cody Rhodes last week.
Was that from last week?
Yeah, it was healing.
I just assumed it was from fucking Wade, because they showed the fucking replay of it in slow-mo. Dude, he fucking connected. Like, he did it as hard as he possibly could, like, right up against John Cena's head.
That's the beauty of pro wrestling. If you already have a black eye, you can make people think you got the black eye in the match. But John Cena won, and then Lana came out, and everybody cheered Lana because Lana's back. And then
that ass attacked them. That ass is back.
And they said that Rusev wants a Russian chain match at Extreme Rules with John Cena.
Who knew the Russians had so many chain fights?
Well, I think Nikita Koloff had like five of them in WCW. He had one with Sting. He had one with Ricky Morton. I think he might have had one with Dusty.
Okay. See, I had never heard of a Russian chain fight, Russian chain match or whatever. I mean, I know dog collar match and shit like that, but I've never heard that one come up. But I'm assuming it's a
Naomi turned heel after Paige won the Battle Royal.
Did she fucking ever, man? She beat the hell out of fucking Paige, poor girl.
Lucha Dragons right in her hometown. Beat the Ascension in a 2-minute match. Randy Orton beat Cesaro by DQ in a 2-minute match. And then Randy Orton beat the tag champions by himself.
Another goddamn handicap match. And Tyson fucked up the springboard neck breaker.
Yeah, I missed it because I didn't want to see my favorite wrestlers lose to Randy Orton. I just didn't look.
Yeah, he went for the... He was in the corner, and he jumped up for the springboard, lost his footing, slipped off the top rope, landed on his feet, and then just, like, kept going, you know, and did the kind of like the... It was like an RKO, but for a neck breaker kind of thing.
Okay.
So...
I was eating pizza with bacon stuffed crust, so that was kind of more exciting than a Randy Orton match.
Excuse me? Bacon stuffed crust?
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Like, is there cheese in it, too, or is it
cheese
just...
Cheese in it and bacon bits inside the crust of the pizza. Yeah.
Is this at a local place in Chicago?
This is at local place called Pizza Hut.
Ah, okay, so it is... Something like so, it's something you can.
It is attainable for you in the
plan. It is attainable. It is attainable for my life. Thank God.
Fandango and Stardust had a 1-minute match, and Fandango turned babyface and played the Fandango music so the fans could cheer.
And broke up with Rosa.
Yep.
For like no reason, other than like, hey, I'm turning babyface. So long.
Seth Rollins beat Kane in a match so convoluted I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh,
the story of the show is that the winner of the match, if Randy Orton or Seth Rollins won their match tonight, they'll be able to pick the stipulation for Extreme Rules. But they both won the match, so they both get to pick a stipulation, which is bizarre. Yeah. Miz and Mizdow had another match, which Mizdow won this time, so they're going to wrestle a million times until people just stop caring.
Yeah, and I guess Mizdow's with Summer Rae now.
Yeah, guess how long this match was? 2 minutes. Every match on the show, 2 minutes. Ryback defeated Luke Harper in just less than 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And
then Dean Ambrose came out after Luke Harper, and Luke Harper jumped out of the ring and went through the crowd. So you got to see Dean Ambrose.
Match of the night, Dolph Ziggler versus Neville.
That was a dope ass match.
That was pretty good. I'm pissed really that they still beat Adrian Neville. Like, you can't pin Dolph Ziggler. Like, really? We gotta protect this guy.
Yeah.
Because he's having a match with Sheamus.
Yeah. Oh, those Sheamus matches are brutal.
But still, like, if we beat Dolph Ziggler with Neville, no first name given.
Yes, yeah. Because nobody...
Who's gonna pay for this free pay-per-view that we're giving away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still... God damn it. I wish you could just be Adrian Neville and let's fucking move on with our lives. Get over it, McMahon. Just...
I like his pyro, though, how it, like, shoots out with his voice.
I like his cape, too. Bomb-ass cape.
Yeah. It has a hood.
Yeah, it has a hood.
It's more of a cloak than if it has a hood.
Yeah, he looks like it's like a wizard.
Yeah.
It's like he's got a wizard cape.
He is British, so he might have gone to Hogwarts. Who knows?
Ah, yes, probably. I'm gonna go ahead and say, yeah, he did.
Yep. There was a kid on Harry Potter named Neville.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, if they haven't...
on a picture I saw on Tumblr, went to an episode of Raw with Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I've never seen, like, I think I've only seen, like, 2 Harry Potter movies.
I've seen the first 4. The third one was really good. The first 2 sucked, and the fourth one was fucking terrible, so I stopped watching all of them. I hated Harry Potter to start with, but the third one was good.
Yeah.
It had Commissioner Gordon in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, fucking, I don't know. Harry Potter was something that it happened when I was in high school, so I like had like no time for it.
Yeah, it was like
because I was like
finger banging chicks.
Yeah, I'm trying to have like awkward high school sex. Do you mind?
That isn't in sex.
Yeah, I do remember. I was at the time I was peer helping some of the like little kids. Like you had to do peer helping and shit. And go over to the elementary school and kind of like help the kids with their homework, kind of shit like that.
Right.
And like all the kids were like really super into Harry Potter. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. Because, you know, you don't want to yell at a kid and be like, fuck you. No, he's not.
Like, hey, Batman is the truth. Who gives a fuck about Harry Potter?
I did have to fucking stop myself one time, though, because I was helping this one kid do his homework, and we always talked about comics and superheroes and stuff. And Batman Beyond was still on TV at the time. And he's telling me that he likes Batman Beyond better because Batman killed people. And I was like, no, he doesn't. And he's like, yes, he does. I was like, no, he doesn't. And he's like, yes, he does. And then I was like, no, he don't. Like, I almost, like, got real fucking shitty with this kid. And I'm like, calm down. Just a fucking third grader. Just fucking cool it. So, like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Just let it alone. Don't fucking yell at a kid, you fucking monster. So, but, yeah, so moving on with Raw, we get off on so many tangents here on the Rock and Wrestling Podcast.
So. I found the picture. I'm going to send it to you. It's like okay. Harry Potter and Neville sitting in front of a guy wearing a Just Bring It shirt and some fat chick.
Yeah, some fat chick.
Yeah, she's like frumpy.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
So, let's talk about the end of Raw.
Yeah,
Seth Rollins is fitting in some bomb ass Lazy Boys. Lazy Boys is a very good symbolism in this show because this show is written by some Lazy Boys.
Oh God, dude! And I, other than that kind of connection,
Dr. Pepper all over myself.
Oh shit! Other than that connection, that the show was written by a Lazy Boys, it was just pointless and out of nowhere that they had furniture in the ring. It's not like Seth has a fucking like talk show set in like Piper's Pit or The Cutting Edge or something.
Yeah.
He just had furniture in the ring.
He was chilling.
Just chilling. Yeah.
He did look like a cocky asshole, which I thought was good for heel heat when he fucking reclined back. Yeah. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, other than for effect, it was just it just seemed like you could have just done this like without putting a carpet in the ring and a couple chairs, but I did like how he Randy Orton kicked the recliner over and Seth went backwards. He started beating his ass and then threw him into it and the chair set upright and threw him out of the other side. I did like that.
Talk about the stipulations they made for their main event match at Extreme
okay.
Rules.
Okay, so Seth Rollins thinks he's slick and says,
not the manager, Slick. He just thinks he's
slick. Yeah, he didn't manage Reverend Slick. He just thinks he's slick. He says he wants to take Randy's greatest weapon away from him, and his greatest weapon is the RKO. So there will be no use of the RKO at Extreme Rules. There can be leading up to Extreme Rules, but during the actual match, no RKO. Then Randy wants to make it where J&J can't get to him, Kane, Big Show, Triple H, Stephanie. Nobody can get to him, so he decides it's going to be a steel cage match.
Which means that Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble are just going to interfere anyway, right?
Just going to climb the cage.
Yeah.
Because nobody's thought to do that. Like, he could have at least been like, we're going to have a steel cage match. We're going to put a roof over it. Like, we're going to have a fucking separate piece to fucking lower it down on there.
A WCW cage.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I just watched, God damn it, Slamboree from 98, which had one of my favorite matches on it.
Oh, what's
that? The Back 3 death match between Raven and DDP.
Okay.
It was inside a steel cage, roof over the cage, and there were two garbage cans fill with weapons hooked to the side of the cage that they could just do whatever with. And fucking Raven got hit with a VCR.
That's pretty much Raven's Clockwork Orange House of Fun match.
Yeah.
Pretty much had that kind of match all in every promotion he's been in.
Yeah, they should have done that because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, and it's Extreme Rules. Jesus fuck, man. Don't just make it a cage match. Like, make fucking something, like...
If Randy Orton was smart, since Seth Rollins said RKO is barred, he should have just had a no-holds-barred match. So that way, that's a loophole, because no-holds, including the RKO, can be barred in a no-holds-barred match.
Yeah. But see, that would have been smart. That would have been a smart thing to write. But we're not dealing with smart writers here.
We're dealing with the aforementioned lazy boys.
Lazy boys. Yeah. Lazy boys. Oh, God.
And before we go, let's talk about NXT.
Yeah, yeah. NXT was fucking awesome. I'm trying to think what the fuck matches.
They had tournaments to be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Jobber Royal.
Oh, that's right. This was Hideo Itami's rise.
The whole point of the show was to do that ending video package about the story of Hideo Itami.
Sorry, I dropped it.
You are
a fuck. You shut up. God. Nitpicking. All the time. Yeah, it was like, I mean, it was good. You got to see a cool match between him and Finn Balor.
Right.
For a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it was an enjoyable episode.
It would have been better if they knew they were making a documentary. Why didn't they just let fucking Hideo Itami win the Battle Royal? You really got to do that much to keep the Big Show strong? The fucking Big Show, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, shit. Mizdow should have fucking won that thing anyway, so.
Hey, Mizdow didn't have a documentary crew following him around.
Right, but I'm saying, like, within the context of what did happen, like, Big Show doesn't need to win the fucking Andre the Giant Battle Royal. It's fucking too obvious for him to win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. He's the only giant.
And now we get to watch Big Show versus Roman Reigns at Extreme Rules.
Yay! The match
we've seen already 50 times, including last week.
Yep, this time, who knows what'll be the stipulations. It's Extreme Rules. Who knows?
It should be a blindfold, handcuff, feet paw tied match and see who can wriggle their way to win. I don't know. I'm trying see to be creative here.
And Houdini themselves out of a straight jacket and handcuffs first.
Yeah, and a blindfold.
Yeah, exactly. That's terrible. That would be awful. But it might be better than what they fucking come up with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is such a terrible thing for Roman Reigns to have this high-profile match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. And then his next big opponent is the Big Show.
His next big opponent is his last big opponent.
Fuck you.
Do you remember his Jack and the Beanstalk promo last time he feuded with the Big Show? Which kind of ruined him forever?
I do. Like,
this guy's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about magic beans.
Yeah, yeah. His promo last night wasn't fantastic either.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't anything to write home about.
Yeah. I mean, the whole show was nothing to write home about.
They should have had Finn Balor on there doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I wish they could have just had this be like a, like, have an NXT show last week, but also, like, have that just be like a special deal on the network. The whole Hideo Itami thing.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
I would have done that.
Well, I'm done. I don't fucking care anymore. So, you want to get out of here?
Yeah, we'll get out of here.
So, this has been another exciting edition of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast. So, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at Ninja Tyler Black. You can follow Big Nigger Jim on Twitter at Sweet Jim Reaper.
Boom.
You can follow the show on Twitter, which is my primary Twitter nowadays, at Rock Wrestling PC.
Follow Brian at Myman Fishbomb.
Yeah, at Myman Fishbomb. It's baseball season, so you get all your baseball tips.
Yeah.
And fantasy draft picks.
I actually went to a game last week.
How was that?
It was pretty fun. It was fun. I haven't been since I was like 11 years old.
Was it Buck Night? Where you get hot dogs for a dollar?
No, it very much was not. It was an afternoon game.
Those are the only Royal games I've been to because I would wrap hot dogs for Buck Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was fun because I'd wrap a hot dog and I'd eat a hot dog. Wrap a hot dog, eat a hot dog. And all the boiling hot dogs make your pores open. So as soon as you leave the fucking kitchen, you get fucking zits like crazy. Like the nerdy kid from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a good time. It was a hell of a good time. The fucking wind was crazy.
Who
like
did they
it
play
just,
against?
Chicago White Sox.
Okay.
And we swept them. Like, we had three games with them and beat them all three games.
Okay.
So, yeah. We're fucking, dude, we're kicking ass. We haven't been beat yet, which is good, but it's still early, so. But anyway, I digress. We're into the show.
Well, it's Wednesday, so I'm probably going to be at karaoke tonight. You come to the Glenwood, sing some songs with me. I'm probably going to sing some Blink 182, maybe. Who knows?
Hmm.
Or board game night.
This is breaking up.
At the Glenwood. Where's board game night, Jim? Dice Dojo? Yeah.
Dice Dojo in Dojo. Chicago, Illinois.
Yep. 606.
I know you're not supposed
to. Something. But you don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Chicago. You're supposed to say makes an R before the G. So.
Make some Illinois.
In this bitch.
Make some Illinois up in this bitch.
Jim, where are you going to be this week?
This week I will be at home, probably. Or I may go to a bar. I may go to my bar, RJ's in Weston, on Thursday for karaoke. So if you're listening to this, come out to that. It's always a good time.
So, Brian, go to Weston's.
Yeah,
or go to RJ's.
I don't care where you are in this country. Drive to Missouri, go to this thing on Thursday, and then drive back because I want you out of my state.
All right. So for Leva Bates and Nigger Jim, this is Tyler Black. This has been another edition of The Rock
and Wrestling
Podcast. Yeah, my girlfriend.